From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Anti-government protests are flaring up again in the Middle East and North Africa. Those protesters in Yemen are calling for the ouster of the country's longtime president, who today renewed his call for talks. People are marching in Morocco today for the first time, and chaos being reported in Libya. The Associated Press is quoting a doctor in Benghazi as saying he's counted 200 people dead in his morgue since the unrest began several days ago. However, information out of Libya is difficult to obtain because foreign reporters are not being allowed into the country. In Bahrain, opposition groups are considering entering into negotiations. NPR's Susanna George reports they appear set to present their demands to the government.
Just a day after police drove protesters from Pearl Circle with live fire and tear gas, protesters retook the traffic circle yesterday and began to set up camp. Protesters, many with their families in tow, set up tents, distributed fried bread, and listened to speeches over an improvised sound system. Men and women, segregated by gender, lit candles and chanted slogans calling for the toppling of the regime as well as Sunni Shia unity. Bahrain's trade unions have called for a general strike to begin today in an effort to maintain the protests' momentum and increase pressure on the government. Last week's clashes between protesters and government security forces have left six dead and hundreds injured. Susanna George, NPR News, Bahrain.
In Madison, Wisconsin, more demonstrations are expected today. Tens of thousands turned out yesterday as legislators remain deadlocked over a plan to cut collective bargaining rights for public workers. NPR's Larry Abramson reports there is no sign of negotiations, so demonstrators say they will continue marching.
Saturday saw the first large-scale demonstrations in favor of Governor Scott Walker's budget plan, which would end many public sector's employees' right to bargain over working conditions. Tea Party supporters and others showed up in strength on Saturday, but they have no plans for further demonstrations. Union leaders say they will continue to march as they have for nearly a week. Their forces continue to occupy the Capitol building and nearby streets. Participation in the protest by teachers shut down many schools last week. Madison teachers say they meet Sunday to decide their next move. State Senate Democrats remain incommunicado, and that denies the governor the quorum he needs to pass the budget bill. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dozens of wildfires pushed along by high winds have been keeping firefighters busy along the East Coast this weekend. In New York City, the wind fanned the flames of a fire that's wrecked a six-story apartment building in Brooklyn. 20 firefighters and four civilians suffered non-life-threatening injuries. In the nation's capital, the wind brought down the national Christmas tree. It had been planted in the ellipse near the White House in 1978. This is NPR News. Two Iranian naval vessels are approaching Egypt's Suez Canal. They are due to pass through the canal today or tomorrow. It would be the first passage of an Iranian vessel since the 1979 revolution. Israel's prime minister accuses Iran of exploiting the instability in Egypt. Mexico's president is pledging a minimum monthly pension of the equivalent of more than $800 American to the widows of members of the armed forces who've been killed on active duty. James Blear reports many of them were gunned down in violence with drug cartels.
Mexican President Felipe Calderon made this announcement on National Army Day. Armed services widows already receive a pension, but Calderon vowed to top it up by a minimum of more than 10,000 pesos monthly. He praised the country's armed forces, who spearheaded the war against the drug cartels, which is now in its fifth year. He said that not only are they an example of valor and courage in the struggle for a safer Mexico, but also a banner of humanity and solidarity with the people. Calderon also granted military wage increases, commenting that an ordinary level soldier is today earning almost 120% more than at the beginning of his administration. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
In Pakistan, an official says security forces have killed at least 14 militants in fighting with insurgents in a northwest tribal region near the Afghan border. The official says four government soldiers were wounded in the overnight clash, but none killed. The fighting was sparked by insurgents who attacked a security checkpoint. Meanwhile, the death toll in this weekend's attack on a bank in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad is climbing. A government spokesman now says at least 38 people are dead, 21 of whom were members of the Afghan security forces. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.